at the Sockeye Classic this last weekend. They're going to be taking on Lou and Chris here on the home floor. And we are ready to tip off, it looks like. No introductions here. We'll introduce your players for you, of course, as we get started here, starting for the Eagles. And here's a steal to start off. It's Edmund Cumberidge with that, or Cumberledge with the steal there to get things started. Carl Smith will be out there, joined by Stephen Goldman, Parker Larson, and Anthony Webster. That three-pointer picks the net as Webster burns the net with a three. A scorcher straight away. Webster gets things started. 3-0, Sandpoint on top. And Lumen Christie now with the basketball. They'll have Anthony Howard. He's a big kid down low. Goes for the shot there and can't get it. The rebound comes off. Carl Smith at it. Smith goes to Cumberledge. In the lane he goes. Kicks it back out to Webster. Thinks about the shot. Now to Cumberledge. Back to Carl. Open three. Good. Smith. And they do it again. Now, how often does that happen? Two back-to-back shots, two different players, and the net swishes through and catches the rim. Sandpoint is smoking hot. 6-0. 1 minute gone here in the first quarter. Here's a big kid for Lumen working against Smith. Misses a shot there. Rebound save. But back to Lumen Christie. That was Larson heading out there. Goldman, excuse me. Heading out there to save that. Underneath, Smith gets a hand on that one. Taps it free. Ball tipped away, though. Last touch by the Eagles again. So Lumen Christie with it in the forecourt. Once again, they go inside. Open baseline look will miss, and the rebound comes off to Larson. Larson just tossing that ball out there. Steve Goldman, I don't think, saw it coming, then last second did. Either way, it would have gone out of bounds for Lumen Christie. Oh, he took off without, yeah, there we go. Thank you. Kind of a late whistle on the travel call, but we'll take it wherever it happens. So here we go with Cumberledge once again to inbound. He'll bring it up. Edmund, the junior, keeps a dribble, works by his defender. Now holds it up, directs traffic, comes out to Carl Smith, top of the key. Smith takes a dribble around, gets free on the right side. Three Lumen Christie players come around, back to Cumberledge, back to Smith. Three-pointer won't work. And the foul is going to be called on Larson. He hoped he was going to get a jump ball. He was in pretty good position for it, but as the Lumen Christie player pulled it away, Larson wouldn't let go, kept the hand in there and got the foul call. First of the game. Down low they go. There's a block shot in there, but the rebound putback is good by Howard. And so back it comes, Sandpoint. Dropping it down low and tipped away. Lumen Christie comes up with it. Lumen back the other way. Cumberley's trying to stop the drive, but instead gets the foul called on him. There'll be two shots coming up. So two quick fouls here on Sandpoint. A 6-2 lead here with 2.5 minutes gone in the first quarter. The Eagles on top. 2 3-pointers, one from Webster to get things started, the other from Smith to get things a little further along. And at the line, the first shot good for Noah Cruz. He's a ninth grader, kind of like Larson and Gullivan last year. They start these ninth graders, so here Gregory and Cruz, but very much alike. Those two boys from Sandpoint played good minutes last year, too. And these two, because of their skills, they start. So here's a missed shot in the corner by Steve Golovin there, and so we'll come back the other way. This is Cruz with it. Now the kick out. He goes to Gregory. His shot misses. No rebound there. But Golovin once again. Cumberledge Now they go to Webster, tipped out of his hands. And they say Webster touched it last. Okay. He must have didn't really see it from here, but anyway, 6-4 score in favor of Sandpoint. Down low, here's a shot. Good for the big kid in there, and that's Dan Bennett. Bennett has two down low. Bennett got the long arms and a lot of height. There's Smith with it. Carl driving down the left side. Can't get the shot to go. He puts up right-handed and taking a swipe at the ball with Golovin, but he's going to watch his fouls and doesn't pick one up that time. There's Cruz with it. Trying to go inside. Smith steals the basketball. Smith picks up speed on the dribble all the way to the hoop. Gets it back to Cumberledge. His shot won't go as he's looking for a foul but didn't get it. And Cruz looking for a travel, but I won't get it. Yeah, there's a hold, and that's why he traveled. Gullivan will get the call. Coach Brandon over there, Brandon Smith of Sandpoint. Once again, and actually one of their players, or would-be player, not playing that, would have really helped him, but these kids are going to just get that much better to see that young man next year. Here's a steal by Sandpoint, and stolen back again. Smith gets his steal, dumps it down low, finds Golovin on the baseline. There's a push call on Lumen Christie's Sean Nagel. Coming in for a couple of seniors for Lumen Christie. One of them, Sean Nagel, the other, Trey Bennett. Bennett just now came in, too. As there's a shot by Smith. Good. Carl Smith, three-pointer. And he got that shot down well. We watched him last year a couple of times. And, boy, is he a good shooter from the outside. Here's a two-pointer from Howard for Lumen. And Smith has a poke free. Smith catches up to the play. Count the basket. As the steal going the other way was Green Gregory. And Gregory with the two-pointer. Makes it 10-9 now as Lumen sneaks on top by one. 3:07 to go. Here's Cumberledge with it. Called for carrying the basketball there. I thought he was making the move. Got his hand too far underneath it there. All for the travel. Well, referees, you know, they'll look at a player and did they get an advantage out of that or something, and sometimes call that, and other times not. So there's the shot down the baseline there. Not good. Golovin gets a piece of it, or Smith got a piece of that. And now there's going to be a foul called underneath, I think, on Webster. Let's see. Or is it going to be on Smith? Neither one. It's going to be on Cumberledge. Well, I didn't see that one coming, but Cumberledge picks up his second then. Need Edmund in there for his ball handling and playmaking skills. As a short timeout for Lumen Christie, leading by one at 10-9. And 2:42 to go here in the first quarter. 14 fouls now on Sandpoint already here in the first quarter. Got the travel shifting there, but I'll go back to Cruz. Now to the big kid. Inside there was Bennett. Now Bennett will step outside. Excuse me, that is Nagel that stepped outside. Sean Nagel gets the three-pointer. Makes it 13-9. There's Cumberledge in the lane. Drops off the pass to the cutter, Larson, but Larson wasn't quite in a good angle there. Just tried to make the save instead on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Lumen Christi basketball. They now have the 13-9 lead after that three. They had the one-point lead, and here's the ball inside. Out of bounds it goes. Knocked free as he went up. Cumberledge got a piece of it, but went off of Smith, I think, out of bounds. And here's the shot outside again. Good. Three-pointer back-to-back by Sean Nagel. We're going to have to watch that. 16-9. As Carl Smith comes up. He'll fire for three. This one misses. Rebound. Put back. No, it won't drop. Golovin had a nice turnaround. Put back off the glass and pops in the cylinder and came out. 16-9. Lumen Christi. Nagel, this time he's got it covered. And this three-try misses. Underneath, rebound doesn't go either, but tipped out last touch by the Eagles. 1:31 to go here in the first quarter. And Lumen Christi behind two three-pointers by Sean Nagel back-to-back. He's taking the seven-point lead. Here we are at the free-throw line. Jumper good for Howard. Didn't call bank, but he'll take it. Cumberledge. Over to Larson, and that shot won't work. Rebound into the hands of Lumen Christi. A battle in there for it. Webster thought he was going to get it, but nope. Snatched away by two Lumen Christi players. 1 minute to go here. 18-9 score in this first quarter. Here's the shot underneath. Good by Howard. And Howard. It's a 20-9 score. Carl Smith with it on the right side. Foul's going to be called. And that'll go on Lumen Christie's Trey Bennett. Second team foul, four on Sandpoint. 43 seconds on the clock here in the first quarter. Boys need to come up with a bucket here. They've had the three three-pointers, and that's been it. And here's Smith trying to make it four, and he does. Carl Smith with another three. It's a 20-12. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Lumen Christi with the basketball. They're going to go for one, said the coach. We'll see. Oftentimes it doesn't work out, right? And Larson trying to poke at three. Sullivan right there. Two is Smith does poke a three with 12 seconds to go. Smith still got it. Behind the back, he goes to Cumberledge. Back to Smith for two. What a beautiful pass by Cumberledge. Smith with the two-pointer makes it 20-14. 2 seconds on the clock. They won't get much of a shot here, and they don't. That's the end of one. It finishes with a beautiful pass from Cumberledge to Smith for two. After one quarter, 20 for Lumen Christi, 14 for Sandpoint. Back in 60 seconds on KSDP. Back to basketball to start the second quarter as Sandpoint gets the ball to start right away. A shot off the left side there misses, but for the rebound put back good for Steve Dolovan. So he gets things started there in the, count the basket. Hey, yeah, yeah. And a chance for a 3-point play here for Ran Gregory, as Gregory will go to the line for one shot. The end one coming up. Foul's going to be the third on Cumberledge. That's going to hurt. Carl Smith coming out for something. Let's see. Not sure what. And at the line, the not sure what happened there, but rebound put back off the miss is good for nobody moved for Sandpoint. I think it was because Smith had to come out for some reason. I don't know what over there. Just when we lined up for the free throw there and. The foul, anyway, on Cumberledge was his third, and so the three-point play doesn't work. But the two-pointer on the putback by Nagel is good. And so a four-point play, actually, for Lumen Christi. 24-16 after the boys had cut it to 4 points. Now it's back up to 8. Well, we'll get squared up here, though, as the ball comes in the hands of Steve Gulliman. Across the timeline he goes and brings it down the right side. Still got the same defender on him, and he'll get called for a hold. That is on Cruz. His first. Team's third. Ball comes into Smith. Three-pointer, a little off balance, but he still nails it. Carl with his fourth in the game. And now 16 of their 19. Webster has the other three, 24-19 score, five-point game. And over on the right baseline, that shot misses there. Push is going to be called on Gulliman, his second. 16 foul now. And I have to watch the fouls as this ball tipped out by Webster's quick hands. Webster right on top of that. Back it comes to Cruz now. And down on the baseline. The shot there misses. Rebound taken down, but the shot misses, and Smith had a piece of it. But there's a three-pointer once again. Nagel with his third. This ball tipped down. It'll be 7-point basketball coming up. 27-19 score. And for Lumen Christie now comes Tim Bennett. Here is Smith, tries it, doesn't get it. Parker going after it there, and Larson had it tipped out. He thought he was going to get a chance for a putback. There's a scoop shot, good, from Brian Gregory. And here comes Smith. Smith still got it on the sideline. Three players come to him. Webster comes up with it. Webster, long three. That went off the mark. A little strong, even though he was way out there. He had enough on it to shoot from half court. I think a foul is going to be on Golden over there. That'll be his third if it is. Running up court, tripped up. One of the Lumen players, but 17 foul. And Howard will go to the line for the 1-1. Howard's first shot, good. One more. To 19 right now. Second shot on the way for Howard is also good. There's Carl Smith with it. Smith comes into the lane, pulls up, free throw line, good for that shot. Smith, two-pointer. Makes it 31-21. And back to Santa goes. They go down on the right side. There's Howard with the shot blocked there by Smith. And this shot will draw a foul, I think, on Gulliman. And if it is, Gulliman will now pick up his fourth. It is, and Cumberledge comes back, and he's got three. So key foul trouble here for Sandpoint. Boy, that's going to be rough. Manny Kane in for the Eagles. So Larson, Kane, Cumberledge. Cumberledge with the rebound off the miss. Both missing there for their big kid. And here is Webster. Over to Smith. Long three. Misses. Smith gets his own rebound. Baseline jumper. That one bounces around and won't go down. And the rebound off to Lumen Christie. Here's Kane trying to give chase and trouble. On Lumen Christie, is that was a sweeping Dan Bennett trying to get past Kane. He did, but he did so by taking extra steps. Kane, big step up coming up for him as Cumberledge in the lane trying to get a pass out there to Webster, stolen away. And again, looks like Kane traveled. This one good for Howard. There is Cumberledge. Pulls up. Can't get it. Pulls out of bounds. Knocked up by Howard. Larson was there. Chance for the putback. 33-21 score here, folks. 4:46 to go. As Smith trying for the tap. Push from behind. Foul on Tim Bennett. And that'll send Smith to a line for two shots here. They just tried that play where threw it into Smith high so he could just tap it in off the jump. He goes to the line instead. We'll shoot two. First one good. 33-21. Or 22, rather. First one was good. One more coming up for Carl. And he has a bunch in the game already. 17 points, misses on the second one. So an 11-point lead for Lumen Christie. 4:42 to go here in the first half. 33-22. That's a travel call in there, isn't it? Yeah, Howard. Shifts his feet trying to get position. Here's Cumberledge with it. Keeps the dribble. Now goes over to Smith on the right side. Smith in the lane. Little floater. Won't work. Rebound comes off, though, to Larson. Larson goes to Kane, and Kane's shot, I thought, was partially deflected. But anyway, Lumen ends up with it. And Cruz. Kane recovers defensively, but now here's going to be a foul on Webster. We'll shoot two. Webster picks up his first. Four fouls on Steve Gullivan. Remember, he went to the bench at Cumberledge, staying in the game with three. 19 fouls on Sandpoint. Five on Lumen Christie at the line. Cruz for a couple. First one misses. One more coming up. Right at the four-minute mark here of the second quarter. And for Sandpoint, gotta be sure and hang around here as Smith with it brings it up on the dribble. Big time reach by Noah Cruz. That'll be his second. Team six. And here is Parker Larson to try one out there. Kane with the rebound gets it back to Cumberledge. Nagel looked like he smacked the arm, but did not. Here's Kane. Pops for a three. Misses there. Cumberledge rebound. Won't take the shot. Pulls it back out. Kane to Smith. Smith straight away. Misses there. Rebound tapped out. It'll still be Sandpoint basketball. And they come into Smith on the inbounds player, 33-22. He wheels the ball down the corner to Kane. Came back to Carl in the lane off the glass for two. Well, Smith, pretty drive. Makes it 33-24. 3:14 to go here, first half. And Lumen with the basketball. There's a shot from the outside. Misses. Smith with the rebound. Smith has Kane ahead of the pack. Manny takes it to the hoop. He's fouled there. No, he's called for a travel. Oh, man. I thought Manny was going to go to the line for two there. He ended up trying to pick up the foul. He saw the defender on him, but didn't take that extra dribble he needed to. Travel there. So we'll get it right back. That's big color for them, Dan Bennett. He's been hit a couple of times. And they caught him a couple of times, too. So watching for those things now. Webster. As Larson over in the corner. Rebound comes out. Larson still in the corner, tries a shot there, doesn't get it. And into the game now for Hadraki comes in for the Eagles. Here is Bennett missing the shot over the back, but Smith still hangs on to it. Smith had somebody over the back with the arm reach, and he goes inside. He'll go to the line for 1-on-1. Earl Smith, nifty drive in there, switched hands. And when he switched hands, they grabbed the arm. That's why he got the shot off so well. But Smith will go to the line for 1, and the bonus. Gets the first one. One more coming up. Makes it 33-25. So it was on Trey Bennett. 17th foul on Lumen Christie, 9 on Sam Point. Smith with one more. And good on that one, too. So two minutes to go here, first half. 33-26. Sam Point down 7. Trying to hang around here. This ball tapped out. Ends up in the hands of Webster. Webster behind the back. Still got 2 defenders to beat. Now Webster will file. And he hits it and fouled. Oh, Anthony. That took some oomph on that one. My goodness, he got bumped hard. And he'll go to the line. The 4-point play coming up for Webster. Oh, man. As a fellow on Nagel. Oh, get in there. Bounces around. Won't go down. Ball comes off, and Howard ends up with it. 33-29, 1:41 on the clock. Double-digit lead for much of this quarter for Lumen Christie. Down to 4 now as the Archangels call a short timeout to talk things over. Well, Sandpoint, despite having Steve Gullivan go to the bench a couple of minutes back with 4 fouls. Coach Brandon Smith has gathered the boys around and said, hey, look, here's what we got to do. And they're doing it. They're getting it done. And scrappy play. And then that 3-pointer from Webster, big time. As looked like he had a chance to drive to the hoop, backed out, double team came. Then one backed off, almost looked like there was a grab of the arm. That's when the one dropped off on the double team. He stepped back and got smacked as he shot it in from about 20 or 21 feet. Beautiful shot. Inside it goes. They go to their big kid Edwards there. And he's got 2. 35-29. 6-point game. Puts it over to Webster. Webster still got it. Pulls up. 3, no. Long rebound coming, and Lumen's got it. 1 minute mark here of the first half. Cruz with it. Picked up out there by Hadraki. Now cross court pass over there, and the shot taken. Blocked by Smith once, not twice. It goes over the second time, and Webster pulls down the defensive board on the far side. Anthony with it. Top of the key picked up there. Drives down inside. Goes for the shot. Runs into Howard there. No call. And I don't know, blocking possibility, but doesn't get the call. Shot came up short. Here's Nagel. Good defense by Cumberledge. And Hadraki hustles over for the loose ball. Great job by Jason. They get the possession with 14 seconds to go. Webster, Hadraki in the corner. Won't take it. Comes up to Cumberledge. 8 seconds on the clock. Now to Smith. Smith, 3, won't work. And Howard with the rebound. Time's going to wind down. That's the end of the first half. But the Sandpoint boys right there knocking on the door. 35 for Lumen Christie. 29 for Sandpoint. We're going to be back 60 seconds on the clock there. And you're listening to KSDP coverage of the Sandpoint Eagles. Down by 6 at the half, back in 60 seconds. At Lumen Christie High School, the Sandpoint boys withstanding some foul trouble there. but they're hanging around. Down six, 35-29. They put together a 14-point first quarter, found themselves down by six there, 20-14. Started right out in the second quarter, cut it to 4 points, and then saw it jet up to eight, then 10, then 11, I think 12 at one point or 13 at one point in favor of Lumen Christi through that second quarter. But they came back to knot them up 15-15 in that quarter by scoring, what did they get there? I think it was a 7-2 run down the stretch or a 9-2 run down the stretch inside the last 3 minutes. They just really beefed it up and out. Came after Steve Gulliman had to go to the bench with his fourth foul. I think they were feeling a little down. Coach Brandon Smith says, hey, here's how basketball works, boys. We've got to bounce back from adversity. And he got them rolling. And he did it through defense and some good shooting. Two is Webster hitting that three. Couldn't get the four-point play, but the boys get it done. Carl Smith leading the way, though. He's carrying the load offensively, and that's where they could use some help. Scoreless is Parker Larson, Manny Krohn got in the game. Two, neither boy putting in any points. And then Cumberledge also picked up three fouls. He did not score as well, but moving the basketball, very important to have him in the ballgame as a ball handler, playmaker. And with his three fouls, he managed to stay that way, even though he played when Gulliman picked up his fourth, back came Cumberledge. Leading the way, as we said, though, is Carl Smith. And you can bet the coach for Lumen Christi is going to be all over him, which should open it up for other Sandpoint players to pick up that offense. So we'll see in the second half. Smith had 4 3-pointers in the first half, three of them in the first quarter. He had 11 at the quarter break, 11 of the 14. Then he put in another 10 points. He has 21 at the half with 11-point first quarter and a 9-point second quarter. So great job by senior Carl Smith. He had 11 in the first quarter and 10 in the second quarter. That's the only way you get 21 out of that. So Smith leading the way. Well, we're about 6 minutes away. Second half action coming up. Remember, the girls won their game. 44-32, I believe, was the final in that one. But they beat Lumen Christi here. 44-32, yeah, was the score. And they start off the road trip 1-0. The boys trying to do the same thing. Down by six, though, at the half. Lumen Christi at 35. Sandpoint at 29. You're listening to KSDP coverage of the Sandpoint Eagles tonight. King Cove coming up tomorrow. So stay tuned for more basketball. 6 minutes in difficult first half. Foul trouble getting in the way for them a lot of the way. 35-29 score, and we are ready to roll here as it'll be Lumen with the basketball to start the second half. There's that shot by Sean Nagel. Odd 3-point looking shot, but he misses it there. Here's at the other end. Chopper Sandpoint coming from Chance Griffith, a freshman who's just checked in. Good look from the left side there. Coach Brandon Smith starting out with Anthony Webster, Carl Smith. Smith here with the rebound off the miss. Cumberledge also in there as Edmund with his three fouls. And then Parker Larson to round out the five. Here's Parker, three-pointer. We talked about Larson or somebody getting loose and providing some offense. 21 points for Carl Smith to lead the way in that first half. And it's Larson comes out and bangs a three. 35-32, cuts the lead in half. There's a shot blocked there by the youngster, that was Griffith that came over and got a hand on Edwards, shot at the free throw line. He didn't even see him coming, and that easy miss there as Cumberledge has it knocked loose. Still gets it. Cumberledge, good fight. Goes to Smith. Over to Griffith, or over to Larson. 2 points, and Smith to Larson for two. Makes it a one-point game, 35-34. Here comes Cruz for Lumen Christi. And bangs into Webster. No call there. Rebound sealed up by Smith and gets it to Cumberledge. Thought there was going to be a charging call. Webster went down. Here's the push called on Cruz. Cruz took the extra step, ran into him, looked like it was at, that was Gregory. I get Cruz and Gregory mixed up out there. And there's a three-pointer. Good. Once again, Parker Larson. He said, well, Coach, I just won't shoot till the second half, right? Larson, 3, 2, and 3 here in the first 2 minutes of this third quarter. He was scoreless in the first half. We talked about that. Somebody's got to step up. Thank you, Parker. The sophomore with 8 points just put Sandpoint on top with a three. You couldn't ask for a better start to the third quarter than that. Now, Lumen Christy with the timeout. Had everything going their way, just wanted to jump into that lead again. They led by 6 at the half. Now they're down by 2. So Parker Larson. Says, I'll take over for a little bit here. Spreading the defense. I got to watch another guy now. It was Carl Smith with 21 in the first half. They thought, yeah, we'll just be all over him. Well, there's more than just Smith. It's, whoa, almost a three-second call. Lumen Christy, good defense. We're going to go the other way. Yeah, good defense is true. Sandpoint, Cumberledge taking up the space that Trey Bennett had there, and Bennett picks up his third second-team foul here in the first 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes of this second half. Here's Larson again, tries another one. This one not so lucky. It's going to go out, but last touched. It's going to be Sandpoint basketball. I thought if Larson got three of them, that would be too much. Comes into Smith. Off the glass. Can't get it. Webster gets a rebound. Fouled inside. Webster's fouled by Howard there. And for Howard, his first. 37-35 at the line. Webster, 2 shots. Anthony's first one rattles around and pops out instead of in. Webster with one more. Second one on the way. Rolls around and out. Someone in the lane too soon anyway, so it wouldn't have counted. 37-35, though, Sandpoint. With the first 8 points of the quarter. There's the shot. Nagel again, that odd three-pointer. Shot blocked on the putback by Edwards. Is Smith all over the ball there. And here's Webster, three again. Webster with that three in the second quarter, three in the first quarter. He's got one here in the third, and it's a five-point lead for Sandpoint, 40-35. Off the glass, good for two. Sean Nagel, first 2 points here in the second half for Lumen Christy. There's Cumberledge. Keeps the dribble. Now trying to go over to Smith. Knocked out there by Gregory. Cumberledge will get it back. 4:40 on the clock here. Third quarter. Smith travel. Just a little. It's one of those that, players never think they do that one, but you see the opening and you just go, ah. No. As the ball comes inside, stolen away there. Sandpoint, Larson got a hand on it. Griffin picks it off. Cumberledge holds up at the three-point line area, gets it over to Smith, back to Webster. Webster drives inside, puts up the shot. Tough. No call. Has contact on the drive. 40-37 to 0-1. Be two shots. I think the foul will go on Larson. Parker does pick up his second. First team foul here into the line will be Nagel for a couple. Nagel's first shot rattles around and out. one more coming up for him. He had 11 in the first half. Those three-pointers, kind of awkward-looking three. Griffa checks out for Kane. Good job by Chance, getting his first minutes in the ballgame. And 40-38, 1-2 from the line for Nagel. Two-point lead for Sam Point. And there's Webster in the corner with it. Keeps the dribble, now comes up top back to Carl on the wing. Cross-court pass to Larson. Oh, bang, hard. As he got his own rebound off the miss, Larson came across from the weak side. Smith zipped a pass to him. Larson goes to the line for two. Or no, they just take it out of bounds. I'm sorry. Manning, open. Kane shot. And not touched. It looked like it might have got touched by somebody, but wasn't. Kane shot will be out of bounds then. So this will belong to Lumen Christie. 40-38. Sam Point leads by two. Nagel with it. Picked up there by Kane. 3 seconds in the key. And for Sam Point, still a chance to hang on to the lead, maybe build on it. Cruz picks up Smith. Now they go down baseline. Trying to go inside to Webster was Larson. A bounce pass off the hands of several players, and not there as the shot good for Edwards. Ties it up at 40 on the putback. He had 14 in the first half, now 16 in the game. 40-40, Smith. Well, on the top, comes into the lane, and that's going to be foul called on. Well, a foul is going to be called on Smith. I'm sorry, I've got to disagree, as Edwards clearly took the ball, I think, before he even got there, and Smith was already in the air on the drive. Tough break there for the boys. As it's a rebound taken down by Lumen Christie, nearly stolen back, but Sam Point comes up with it. Cumberledge with it. And a ball saved. Back to Webster. Behind the back he goes to save it. Hands it off down on the baseline there. That shot won't drop for Gulliver to check in. Cumberledge keeps his hands off of Gregory. Travel call. .40-40. 2:09 to go third quarter. Sandpoint came from six down at the half. Took the lead. And now has the ball in the backcourt. I don't know why the referee was holding that for a while there, but I left the basketball for something. Here's Carl Smith, long three-pointer. That one won't drop, and a held ball. It'll be Sandpoint basketball at 40-40, just under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Here is Larson. Drops it down to Golovin in the corner. Cross-court pass. Gets it to Webster. Now looking for Larson again. And Larson inside to Cumberledge. Cumberledge deep on the key there. Drops it back to Larson. And Larson, or excuse me, and Golovin. Golovin bounce pass back. It's stolen away. So we stay at 40. 90 seconds here to go in the third. Blocked by Smith. Great job as he turned to face Bennett there and blocked the shot right back. End up with the basketball. Here's Smith trying to drop it right back into the hands of Larson there, or Golovin, excuse me. And Edwards somehow off the glass for two. Spun that one in. 42-40. Lumen crawls back on top. Cumberledge with it. Over to Smith. Smith off the left-hand dribble. Looks inside. Goes to Golovin, and Golovin found Webster down there. I couldn't even find him, and Webster gets the two, ties it right back up. 44 seconds on the clock here. Third quarter, 42 all. As Sandpoint on the defensive side. Ball tipped there by Larson. Now tipped out of bounds by Webster. Seconds on the clock. We're tied at 42. Sandpoint came from six down to tie it up. Actually took the lead for a while. Here's Webster. Got to be in a tough position there. And the shot misses, but the rebound put back also missing. And, oh, boy, almost over the back was Bennett on Smith. If he hadn't gone down like that, that would have been a foul call. The ball comes in long to Gregory. Tries a jump stop there, and foul's going to be instead on Larson, who picks up his third now. Third team foul, four on Lumen Christian. At the line, Gregory misses everything. One more coming up for him. Could break the tie with this. 19 seconds on the clock, 42 all. And Gregory at the line. Second one on the way, good. One of two. 43-42. Sandpoint with the basketball to close out the quarter, perhaps. Let's see. 12 seconds on it. And here comes Smith trying to go inside with the pass. Smith gets it back. Finds Golovin down there. Back to Webster. They're not going to get a shot off, maybe. Oh, 1.2 on the clock. And it will be 10-point inbound. And Newman ends up with the basketball to end the quarter and end up with a 1-point lead. We're going into fourth and final quarter. It's 43 for Lumen Christy, 42 for Sandpoint. You're listening to KSDP coverage for this basketball game. Back in a quick six there. And it's going to be off of him, actually, well, on the baseline, dribbled the basketball, I believe, is the call. He was looking for room, and there was someone to pass to, but we'll go back to Lumen. Fourth and final quarter here. Sandpoint did everything they needed to in that third. Oh, oh boy, it looked like two travels. Here's Gregory with the shot, misses there. Webster chases down the rebound, blocked out the big kid Edwards for it. Nice job by Anthony. Here we go. Second possession here in the fourth quarter for Sandpoint. Got it to Golovin. Now to Larson. Larson looking for Cumberledge on the right wing. Over to Golovin. Here's the cutter, Webster. Webster looking for a spot. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes off the shot there. And it's Larson picking it up, but he's fouled. Be the 15 foul on Lumen Christy. See, who did that go against? 21 it was. Okay, so Nagel picks up his fourth. Fifth team foul, three on Sandpoint. Here is Golovin. Can't get that shot to go. And, oh, Larson thought he had one there. Tried to knock it off of the Lumen Christy player, but I think his foot was on the baseline. 7 minute mark here of the fourth. 1 point lead for Lumen. Here's Gregory in the lane. Twists inside there. The foul is going to be called, I think, on Larson, rather, which it'll be his fourth. Golovin has four also. And Gregory, with that kind of awkward free throw attempt that he has, he missed everything. One in the third quarter there, and then this one here, he misses badly, and then he comes back and gets the second one. Looks like he knows what he's doing on that. It is kind of an awkward shot, though. Here comes Cumberledge. Over to Smith. Smith finds his way to the hoop. Almost got the end. One push going to be called on Edwards, I believe, or they're going on 21. Yeah, that's going to be all. I thought that was Edwards that pushed. Nagel ends up with a push, and Nagel's three-point shooting goes to the bench, foul number 5. All right, Carl Smith won't shoot. Webster will on the inbounds play, doesn't get it, and Edwards with the rebound, 44-42. A 1 or 2 point lead for Lumen. Here's a steal by Smith. He's got running room. Smith will take it to the hole and foul as he goes up. I think Smith wanted to put it down with the flush, but fouled there by Noah Cruz, and Cruz will pick up his third or fourth. And 17 fouls now on Lumen Christie. So Smith can tie it up with 2 from the line. First one good. Now this is amazing, too. Carl had 21 points in the first half, 11 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second, none in the third quarter as Parker Larson picked up the scoring. Now he gets his first 2 since the first half. And we are knotted at 44, 6:20 on the clock here in the fourth. 17 fouls on Lumen Christie. The boys will be shooting free throws from here out. This pass gets away from Lumen, but into the hands of Cruz. He tries a 3. That's not there. Ball tipped out. Gregory steps through, and looks like a travel as he goes through there. That's more than once he's done that. Just over 6 minutes to go. Lumen's basketball tied at 44. There's Gregory. And I think the foul is going to be called maybe on Cumberledge. It might be with the bump. That's going to be his 4th. So Sam Point's going to have to weather the fouls here. As both Larson and Cumberledge with 4 feet, Larson Gullivan and Cumberledge with 4 feet. 5:50 on the clock. Trying to go down low, and Lumen turns it over. This will be Cumberledge bringing it up against some pressure in the backcourt. I guess it's to Webster out on the wing. Cross-court pass there, picked off by Larson. Went through a couple of hands. Down low, there's Gullivan. Can't get it on the baseline. Oh, the shot was right there, and Gullivan just left it short. He's having a tough night offensively, that's for sure. Well, and the fouls have hurt him, that's true. Never really gotten rhythm very much, got 3 fouls early. And picked up that 4th. Where's Edwards? Down low, misses a shot. Rebound comes off. Picked away by Gregory. And then there's going to be a foul after the shot. I think it's going to go on Smith. Let's see. Be the 16th foul. It is on Carl. His 2nd. And at the line, Gregory hits the 1st one. 1 more to go. 45-44. Second one misses. Rebound comes off. For Cumberledge. Got it from Gullivan. Now Cumberledge in the lane trying to kick out. And this will be Lumen basketball. Nobody touched it. Cumberledge lost his footing a little bit there, I think. He had to get rid of it or travel. But looked like maybe a person could have got a hand on it. I think that's what he was trying to do, throw it off of somebody. There's a shot in the corner. That one misses. Edwards inside. Fouls will go to the line. Edwards with 18 in the game, had 14 in the first half, 4 in that third quarter, and here, free throw good. One more for Andrew, or Howard, rather, I'm sorry. I don't want to call him Edwards. misses on this one. Rebound comes off, tipped there by Gullivan, right to Cumberledge. Ahead, Parker with it. Larson in the lane, puts up the shot, can't get it. And it's Lumen basketball, 46-44. 4:25 to go. Foul trouble just hanging all around Sandpoint. Three players with four. There's Gregory. This shot misses. Rebound to Gullivan. He's got Larson ahead. Larson catches the baseball pass and scores it on a twisting reverse. What a pass, Gullivan to Larson. The two-pointer makes it tied at 46. 3:57 to go. Here's Edwards. In the lane, travels with it. .351 on the clock. As we're tied, chance for Sandpoint to pick up the lead here. Here comes Gullivan into the lane. He's fouled hard by Edwards. Gullivan will go to the line for a couple here, and Steve has had just the 2 points in that second quarter, and here he is at the free throw line. Good one on the first one. One more coming up. Sullivan makes the lead one for Sandpoint. Could make it two with this one. And this one rolls in. 2 for 2 from the line for Gullivan. Sometimes those free throws can really help a shooter, too. It can help a young man. Maybe that will. 48-46. Lumen calls timeout. 3:35 on the clock. And Sandpoint takes a 2-point lead on Stephen Gullivan's two free throws. As this game winding down, both teams in the bonus. 8 fouls on Lumen Christie, 7 team fouls on Sandpoint. The Eagles, though, in some tremendous foul trouble. They got Cumberledge, Gullivan, and Larson, all with four, all key players. Three of their five starters with four fouls apiece. For Lumen Christie, they had one starter foul out, Sean Nagel. And then no one else really. Well, they have Noah Cruz, that's right. He's at four, one of their ninth graders. And not in the ball game. You know, that's right. He came back in the ball game when Nagel called out. Well, we're gearing up for a wild finish here again. As these Sandpoint kids never say die. They can play through a lot of adversity, and here they are. Up by two on the defensive end. Gregory with it for Lumen. Picked up there by Larson. They go to Edwards. Edwards has struggled here in the second half offensively. Trying to post up in there. They get the ball to him. He tries to save it out of bounds. Webster with quick hands in there. Tipped that pass. And it was Edwards trying to go for it. It was headed to Edwards, and Webster tipped it, went off of Edwards' hands, and tried to save it there. Here's this missed shot there by Sandpoint. Webster chases down the rebound. We'll replay it. Carl Smith with it. Drives inside, puts up the little bunny. That won't go. Ball tipped right back to Smith. He's got a bucket and one. The tip from Parker Larson right to Smith. He's in the lane. Had just missed the bunny as he came in. And Larson tips it right back to him. Smith rattles it home as he gets fouled by Howard there. And a three-point play, good. Huge play. A three-point play puts Sandpoint up by 5. 51-46, 2:53 on the clock. There's a shot by Howard, and he's fouled by Smith. He'll get one from the line. Oh, wait. The foul was not on Smith. The foul was on Gullivan. So there's one starter out. Gullivan, the sophomore, out of ball game. He heads out with 4 points. He hit those two big free throws to put the boys up by two. And Smith's three-point play put him up by five. Now it's a three-point game at 51-48 as Howard at the line for a chance to make the three-point play here. Shot on the way, looked hard, and over the back. Anthony Webster ends up with it still. He had a guy over the back reaching on him. Webster now goes into the lane. Can't get the shot off. Drops a pass off to Smith. Smith fouled by Howard, and he hits the reverse. My goodness, what a great pass from Webster. That was perfect. As Smith goes baseline. Saw Webster was in trouble, snuck baseline, got the ball, has a chance for another three-point play. This one won't work. Rebound comes off, and it'll be Lumen to control. 53-48. And it's still going to be Lumen basketball. Manny Kane got a foot on that one. Kane in there for Goleman after he picked up his fifth. Lumen with the basketball, 2:23 on the clock, 5-point lead for Sandpoint. Gregory looking for that shot, Cruz up top now. He'll try it from the free throw line. This one misses, rebound strong by Cumberledge. 3:11 on the clock, Cumberledge with it still. Gets the screen, works around it, goes to Smith. Carl in the lane, takes it to the hole, can't get it to go. Rebound comes off to Howard. Running the court is Gregory. Puts up a shot. Doesn't get it. Cumberledge will be out of the game with that one. And Hadrecki is going to get ready to check in. Jason. A big steal and a rebound there in the second quarter as Cumberledge will come out. So Hadrecki, Kane, Larson, Webster, and Smith, and at the line, Gregory, for two shots. First one is a miss. Gregory is not a consistent free throw shooter. Well, I might say he is a consistent, usually one or two from the line. 19 fouls on Sandpoint, and he gets one or two from the line. Got an odd shot, but he'll have to work on that one. Carl Smith with it. Smith. Now we'll drive down inside, and there is Howard. Block on him. And Howard picks up his fourth, I believe. Yeah, it is his fourth on that. Smith at the line for two shots. Carl's first one. Good. He missed that. Last three-point play try, but 4 for 5 here in the quarter. And overall, 7 for 9 in the game. Let's make it 8 for 10 as he makes them both. 55-49, two-possession game, 6-point lead, Sandpoint, 1:40 on the clock. And here comes Lumen, trying to go inside. They throw it away. Cruz trying to look down low. On a baseline there, threw the baseball pass from up high on the top of the key and just threw it away. Here's Smith, close one across, Webster, over to Manny, Kane, three-pointer on the way, not there. Rebound comes off to Gregory. Cruz, or Kane picks him up out there as Gregory looking inside to Howard, gets it off the glass and in for two. 4-point lead, 55-51. Webster with it. Webster keeps the dribble left-handed now. Drops it off to Smith. Smith has the double team come. Tries to shot out there. Can't get it. Here is Parker. And Larson puts in a 2-pointer off the rebound from Smith's shot. 48 seconds on the clock. 6-point game. 57 for Sandpoint. 51. Timeout for Lumen Christie as they bury the three-pointer. 57-51. It stays a two-possession game. Wow. And Lumen with the timeout. Their player, Cruz, had just stepped, or Gregory had just stepped into a three-point shot. and the whistle was blowing, timeout. And that shot was nothing but net. Those are the tough ones. You want a timeout. You want to set something up for your players. And coach was calling it. He got it. But unfortunately, was right as Gregory was draining a three. 57-51, half court will be the inbound spot for Lumen Christie. They have the basketball. Hadrecki, Kane, Webster, Larson, and Smith in there for Sam Point. This ball off the mark. Rebound comes off to Lumen. Three-pointer again. Gregory again. Not there. And again, they're shooting threes. Gregory again down to 29 seconds. Now over to Cruz. He won't try. Gregory will fire again. This one misses everything. And with 20.5 seconds on the clock, 57-51. Here comes Carl Smith with it. Smith. Pushed there by Gregory. And we'll go to the line. Gregory has two fouls only, so that'll be two shots up for Carl Smith. And right now, Sandpoint with 16 seconds on the clock, 16.3, leading by six, a chance to go to a three-possession game here with just one of these free throws. That one misses. One more for Carl. One on the way. Good. Well, let's see if they can steal that basketball and seal that game. 12 seconds on the clock. Here's a shot put up there by Gregory, and he'll get to shoot three as Hadrecki's going to get called for the foul. 58-51, but only 9 seconds left here. Hadrecki picks up his first. Team's 10th, so double bonus at either direction after this, but three shots here for Mr. Gregory. Now, we talked about his free throw shooting. He makes the first one here. In the game, he is 3 for 6. He's 4 for 9 in the game. Make it now 5 for 10, and that's what he's been shooting, about 50%. So he got this one. I shouldn't say any more about it. Now, it's another one. So 58-53. And he didn't hit the rim as he tried to bounce that one off for a rebound. Instead, full court pressure by the boys from Lumen. And here's the grab on Webster. Doesn't get him. And then there's a real push on Webster. And that should do it right here, folks. 2 seconds on the clock. And it will be a intentional foul. 58-53. Webster will go to the line for two shots. We're going to wrap it up right here with this. 5-point lead. Chance for Anthony to push it to 7. Won't matter. We get the ball out of bounds on the intentional foul. And Webster says, I don't care what you said there, Carl. I'm going to go ahead and make them anyway. And Webster, it's the first one. One more coming up for Anthony. Second one on the way is perfect. And Webster, two free throws. That seals the deal for sure. 59-53, 2 seconds on the clock. How about the Sandpoint Eagles with all the foul trouble? They come away with a victory here as the final will be 60-53. Sandpoint picks up the victory. They battle back from behind, battle back with adversity, and they win it here. Both the girls and boys victorious here at Lumen Christie. The girls 44-32, the boys 60-53, the final here over the host Lumen Christie Archangels. What a great job by Coach Brandon Smith to get his boys through this game with all that adversity going. Fantastic job. Hey, we're going to be back. We'll take a quick 60-second timeout. We're going to be back then, and we'll do our post game. We'll set you up for tomorrow's game. All the action here, of course, on KSVP 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. Back in 1 minute. Well, here at Lumen Christie, it's been a favorable floor for both Sandpoint teams in the second half as they go to the other end there. And get it done. Down at the half, 35-29 after fighting back. They were down double digits there in that first half were the Eagle boys. And then they came back to cut it to six to go in at the half. Then they switched. They got down on where they're on their own benches half court when they're playing offense. And, boy, did they, as they came up with a good defensive effort, but offensively really came loose there in that second half. 31 points in the second half, and they held the Angels, Archangels, to 18. Of those 18, or of those points for the Archangels, just not getting it done in the fourth quarter as Sandpoint pulled away 18-10 fourth quarter, after also outscoring them 13-8 in the third quarter, but 18-10, putting it away with free throws down the stretch. Listen to this for the boys. They had a total of 12 free throws in that, 13 free throws in that fourth quarter. They hit 11 of them, 11 of 13 in the fourth to put this game away. So great job there for the Sandpoint Eagles. Coach Brandon Smith's crew, 1-0 so far on the road trip. Next stop will be, they'll be in Houston actually tomorrow, but we'll be here at Lumen Christi with King Co, tomorrow, by the way, so we'll keep track of them. But, a 60-53 final as, they got, sitting on the other side there. They saw, Andrew Howard, get loose there. That's a kid I called Edward lots of times. I don't know why, don't ask me. But, anyway, Howard ended up with, 23 points, but they held him to just 9 in the second half after 14 in that first half, and it looked like he was kind of having his way inside. They put the clamps on him there. Great job by defensively by Carl Smith, as well as help in there too, and lots of help. Gullman did a nice job in there too, with some hands-on defense as well. Sean Nagel, he fouled out in the fourth quarter, ended up 11 in that first half, and then just 3 in the second half, but an overall total of 14, 12 points for Brandon Gregory, 2 only for Cruz, 2 also for Dan Bennett. That was pretty much a scoring for Lumen Christi. On the other side, if I'd have told Coach Brandon Smith, said, hey, you're only going to have 4 guys score points, he said, well, we might still win, but I'd like more scoring. And at the half, you only had 3 guys in the scorebook, in the scoring column, rather. Carl Smith had 21. In that first half, 2 for Steve Gulliman and 6 for Anthony Webster, and that was it. And in the second half, though, Parker Larson came out and started the half with a 3, then a 2 on a pass from Smith, then another 3. 8 straight points as they took the lead on Parker's second 3-pointer of the third quarter, and that happened all in the first 2 minutes. But what a way to set the stage for that second half, that it was going to be a dogfight for Lumen Christi if they thought they were going to pull out the win on their home floor, and they didn't. And the boys just kept control, even though they fell behind a couple of times, a couple of ties down the stretch there, but pulled away with the free throw shooting and good play of all the boys defensively. Just a great job. Manny Crowan came in along with Chance Griffith, also some good minutes here in that third quarter. And then Jason Hadrecki, the senior, also doing a great job. Edmund Cumberledge throughout the game, he stayed in right to the end, took a foul down there in the fourth quarter, fouled out. He went scoreless, but what a playmaker he is. Hadrecki also scoreless too, as was Chance Griffith, but they all contributed in good ways. Manny Crone also the same thing. There too was not able to hit, but I can see that he's going to hit some shots on this road trip. He's got it. He just needs to get that confidence in there, and he'll have them. So 4 players scored, 3 of them in double figures. The only one not in double figures, Steve Gullivan. And Gullivan, though, hitting those 2 big free throws, put him back on top at 48-46 in the fourth. He fouled out eventually and had 4 points. With 12 points, Parker Larson, all in the third and fourth quarter. With 13 points, 6 in the first half and 7 in the fourth, senior Anthony Webster. Great job, too. 2 big free throws down the stretch for the victory here. And then Carl Smith, scoreless in the third quarter, but he said he had the assist there and more. I think he had another assist to or it was Webster with the assist back to him, I think, or Larson with the assist back to him, I'm sorry. But anyway, Smith with 21 in the first half, none in the third quarter, 10 in the fourth quarter, and 8 of 10 free throw shooting there. Or, let's see, 6 of 8 free throw shooting there in the fourth quarter for Smith. So 31 leading the way, Carl Smith, 13 for Anthony Webster, and 12. Parker Larson, 4 for Gulliman, the scoring for Sam Point. Their victorious 60-53, the final. On the girls' game, 44-32. Lady Eagles behind Brittany Gardner's 25. Well, we'll be back for more basketball KSVP. It's been a pleasure as always. Remember your sponsors bringing you this road trip, and be sure to give a big attaboy to them and a shout out to all of them. And all you listeners, stay tuned for more great programming on KSVP. Basketball returns tomorrow, 5 o'clock. The King Cove Rookies are potential, we'll see. But I'm saying they're the favorites this year at 1A State. They got to get to state, but if they get there, maybe they can wrap one up. And the boys, the T-Jacks, also an inside favorite coming up to that 1A State tournament, but you got to get there first, so let's not get them overconfident. But they're both on the air tomorrow. The girls will be at 5 o'clock playing Lumen Christi. The boys will play at 8 o'clock.